Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quinn Travis met immediately, tried to just shove Shabbat away, and he does. Quinn out of the corner, Darlene with a blast, scores! Rasmus Dahlin from the blue line lets it rip, and he beats Linus Allmark. And hello again, Ottawa. It is 2-0 Buffalo with 8:09 to go in the opening period.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. Sabres win last night. That's one of your first moments of the game. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth Jewelers. Joining us on the Western Hotline, he was in Ottawa last night, Joe Yerden of Noted Hockey, a Substack. I am a subscriber, would encourage you to be as well. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Jeremy. How are we doing?
I'm all right. I wonder about Ottawa because, you know, they are, they're going to make the playoffs. They're in very, very good shape, but they seem to have a problem beating the Sabres. So, you know, nice little wins for the Sabres here, the last two especially, post-Dylan Cousins trade. They're getting the laugh in the moment. Maybe Cousins gets the overall laugh in going to the postseason. But for whatever reason, Buffalo gets the season sweep and just, I guess, gets the best of the Senators this season.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how things work out like that, isn't it? Because you know, Ottawa's a team that they've had issues with in the past, and you know, those games are always tough and tight, and you know, Brady Tkachuk always plays a big role in that, and you know, he didn't play last night, so that's a big piece missing from a team that's got, you know, a lot of other really good players there. You know, Tim Stützle is so talented and very shifty and drives teams nuts because he can sometimes fall down and, you know, throw his head back sometimes, which, you know, hey, whatever. It's gamesmanship, so that's fine. But, you know, but like last night, you know, Omark looked a little bit off. It was one of those performances where I was like, throw everything at the net and see what happens because – you know, we've seen that before in the past with Linus, but yeah, without Tkachuk there, that's a big downgrade for them. And you know what, Buffalo, you know, they didn't get a ton of shots, but you know, the pucks went in, they got the lead, and they held on tight. So it was a good win.
The million-dollar question for all this is they've been playing better of late, or at least getting better results, and I guess that's the first place to start, Joe. Are they playing better, or are they just getting better results?
It's both. And I know, like, a lot of times, like the advanced numbers and even sometimes just the raw numbers don't really look sunny to them because they're not getting a lot of shots on goal or whatever. But you know, the puck goes in, and like that's, you know, that's the important part is that, you know, the scoring goals, they're creating the opportunities, they're getting into those, you know, the hard parts of the ice and making offense happen. You know, whether it's screening a goalie, you know, crashing in that, doing those kinds of things that we weren't really seeing from them a lot, and you know, especially now that they're putting games away, that's that for half the season, more than half the season. So too many times we watched, the opposing team would be down, a couple of goals, three goals, whatever. If it's Colorado, they're down by four, and they can come back and win a game. But they, the opposing team would score a goal in the third, and the Sabres would kind of collapse in on themselves and get spooked out because of it and lose the game. And we haven't seen that happen lately. Look at these wins they've had against Washington, against Winnipeg, against Vegas, against Ottawa. These were games where they had a lead. Even the other team scores late in the game, and you're like, how's this going to go? And they've held on, and they've played strong. Lock it down. Might not be very exciting watching them try to hold down leads and put games away, but they're getting it done, and that's such a big deal for this group. And I know it's frustrating seeing them do it now as opposed to earlier in the season, but. Watching them put it together now is important. Yeah. I know folks get jaded because they're like, typical Sabres, here they are, winning games at the end of the year, and it doesn't matter anymore. But this group's too young, and learning how to do it is such an important thing for them. You just got to hope that it doesn't get forgotten going into next year.
Yeah, I try not to get jaded because I find myself, Joe, like pulled both ways, that I think they're probably not as bad as they are in the standings, but I also want to be mad that they are where they are in the standings because it's too often that they're down there. And what that really gets at for me here is, what is sustainable? What are they doing that is sustainable? That's whether that's shooting percentage, save percentage, the goalie that's led this last surge is James Reimer. Should I be planning on that in the future? I feel like it would mean a little more to me if this were a UPL-led run or even a Devon Levi-led run, like something that looks like this is going to be part of the future. Jack Quinn falls in line with this, too, like such a throwaway year, and all of a sudden the production is there for him. So it comes down to, for me, sustainability and whether or not the things that they're getting now can be counted on when they come back next year.
Yeah, and like, I love how Quinn's playing now. I think we can all agree that he's playing extremely well. But it's been such a season long effort to figure out, to get the confidence back, to figure out what you're doing right, and playing for a new coach, maybe that has something to do with it, in Quinn's case, he's playing for his second, third coach already. For some of these guys, it's their second coach, third coach. Some of them, it's their fourth coach. If you're Dahlin, it's like your sixth coach by now. So it's such a tough process. Systems and all that stuff, and trying to make the coach happy and doing things like that. But for guys like Quinn, for guys like Paterka, where there were struggles early on, and you're wondering like, oh geez, is this guy ever going to figure it out? And you're like, man, what if he doesn't figure it out? What if this is just what he is for the rest of his career? The doom and gloom aspect where you're thinking like the worst possible outcome, watching these guys turn it around and play better. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I wish this was here 40 games ago, but I'm glad that it's there now because this is something that I think those guys can carry that forward because they're learning, they're putting it together. They're kind of getting that, a stiff upper lip and saying like, this is how I got to play hockey now. This is the way I got to do it. It would be great if more of these things were easily looked at and say like, okay, this is going to stick and go ahead with this group. But, I think when we start doing the postmortems on this season, it's going to be kind of easy to put together like why they ended up here. Power play struggled again because of really good scoring 5-on-5. Goaltending let them down this year, where last year it was great, and the power play was so bad last year that it killed them. But
this season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by
T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
But you want to look ahead and microanalyze these performances and say, okay, these guys are showing out. This can work. You know, Thompson, Tuck, those guys. Like, you expect those guys to be good, but.
Yep.
But it's very tough in the after part, especially because, again, so many of these guys are young, and the outcomes can just fluctuate so much because they're figuring out their careers, they're growing into the bodies, the whole thing.
Joe, as we look forward to next year, Joe Yurden joining us of Noted Hockey Substack. You can subscribe to his work following the Sabres, covering the Sabres. What's the goaltending plan next year? What do you think they do? I mean, Levi is dominating at his level. Lukanen, I'm pretty sure there's not enough time left in the season for Lukanen to really reestablish confidence, at least among the fans. Like, we know it's in there, but the consistency is not. And I end up with, what will they do? Will they leave the door ajar for Levi to get half the games? Will they continue to let him cook down there? Because it seems like, I don't know, eventually that's got to be a thing.
I think with how Lukanen has gone this year, and I feel bad for him because I think a lot of his more recent starts, the last month, I would say, there's a trust issue between him and the guys in front of him and the guys in front of him and him, because everybody gets a lot tighter dealing with each other. And like, just sometimes you read the body language with Lukanen with some of the goals where he's just kind of it has that look of like, oh man, guys, come on, you got to help me out here. And the guys at Farmer are like, hey man, we need a save here. Like, what are we doing? That's tough. And we've seen that in the past with him, with other goalies too. In my mind, I think what you're looking at next year is Levi, Lukanen, duking it out. Let's see who gets this done. Hot hand will take the job. And you go from there, because I don't know if you want Levi playing another year in the NHL. You kind of have to know what you got with him, right? Getting peaks of it now and again when he comes up to get starts, or he's filling in for, when somebody's injured, whatever. You get an idea, because sometimes you'll see a brilliant start and be like, oh man, this guy's electric, okay. And then you get a game like he had in Seattle where you're like, oh boy, this is a work in progress. Like, well, let's try to be patient here. I think next year you're going to have those two guys duking it out, and I think in the best possible outcome, you have them fight it out. They split games. Everybody stays
sharp.
Everybody stays sharp, fresh. Hot hand will take control, and then you go from there and see how it goes. But you better have a really good veteran in the AHL, or that's okay with being in the AHL, or have them there in camp, and then if somebody wilts because there's a veteran guy that might take the job, then okay, like at least then you can figure it out. But every team's got to have three goalies now, it's as far as I'm concerned. But but when you look at Rochester, like you could have maybe Tuukka Rantanen's gonna be there. Scott Ratzlaff's had a great year in Seattle. Like, I mean, he's still a couple years away from being in Rochester, but he's coming. He's down the road. So you got to have – the path has to be clear for these guys to be able to get those games in Rochester and see if you got another guy.
Joe Yurden on the Western Hotline on the Sabres. Joe, thanks for the time. Enjoy the run-in here, to use a soccer term, the run-in here on the hockey season. And congratulations – to your Newcastle United.
Oh,
people think the Sabres drought is long. Newcastle ends a 70-year drought.
Yes.
70.
70 years without a major trophy to win, and they were stunning. That was the best game. I'd watched that team play in I don't even know how long, man. It was it's something else, and I'm still kind of glowing from it. It's unbelievable. But yes, thank you. Holy cow.
I'm happy for you. Can I ask for your allegiance for the Champions League? Will you root for Arsenal to win the Champions League? Because the Premier League season is over, pretty much. So, you know.
You know, I do have a bit of a soft spot for Arsenal sometimes, except, you know, when they're playing Newcastle, of course. But it's funny how you draw allegiances in Premier League. Like, you'd be hard-pressed to find me pull for Liverpool ever. But Arsenal, I think, you know, Champions League is a little different story.
I think
they could come away. If they win Champions League, holy smokes, man.
Be amazing.
That'd be an equally insane story.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Joe.
You got it, Jeremy. Thanks.
Joe Yerden, always a pleasure. Joe Yerden on the Western Hotline. Subscribe to his Substack. Noted hockey. He covers the Sabres. Was in Ottawa last night with the team. Arsenal to the Champions League. I'm just saying, Bukayo Saka's healthy again. Arsenal's season in the Premier League was cursed. It was a cursed season. None of it counts. It was all crap. Now the Champions League's still around. They play Real next week. Like, let's go. Go in the Champions League. Come on. That's it. Answers. Easy. Problem solved. All right. We'll get Extendo Sports in and hand things off the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got who have extra point today? Sal back in for the extra point? No. Okay. Still Zach and Derek? Okay, good. Sal's in West Palm for the week. He's gotta get time to reacclimate to this. It's not that bad outside, right? It's gonna be 60 today. It's not that bad. All right. Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.